Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Hey, Colin, what's the day today?
It's September 1st.
Your laughter gave you away. Today's April Fool's Day.
So, do you think we should fool our listeners today?
怎么会呢？作为全网最有爱、最有趣的播客节目，我们才不会骗大家。相反呀，我们要继续给听众送上最好的礼物，你知道是什么吗？
Money!
No, it's knowledge! 知识就是最好的礼物。那我们今天呀，就一起来看一看和愚人节相关的各种好玩的表达吧。今天的笔记呢，也都为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Since it's April Fool's Day,Many people might play some practical jokes or hoaxes.
对，愚人节嘛，就是恶作剧。那恶作剧的表达你知道是什么吗？不是 lie, 也不是 cheat, 而是常用这两个 practical jokes and hoax.
Like if you treat your friends with Oreo and you replace the cream with toothpaste, then that's a practical joke.
对，这是最经典的恶作剧之一了，就是奥利奥里面的夹心换成牙膏嘛。So, did you ever fall for that?
No, I am usually the practical joker.
Alright, then the second word is hoax. H-O-A-X, hoax. It means the same thing, but usually on a large scale.
Yeah, it involves more people. Like if a student pretends to be a teacher and tells everyone to go home, that's a hoax.
Yeah, 诶，大家注意到了吗？ Colin 刚刚用到一个这样的单词 practical joker.在这个 joke 后面加上一个 r, joker, 就用来指这个恶作剧的人。那这个 hoax 也一样，后面加上一个 er, hoaxer, 表示捣蛋鬼、恶作剧的人。
Will you be a hoaxer today?
You know, I'm too nice to be a hoaxer.
That's a good joke. Alright, then let's talk about the word fool. There's a phrase we can use here that is to make a fool of someone.It means to make somebody seem stupid on purpose.
Make a fool of someone. 意思就是让某人出丑，愚弄某个人。所以有的人就不喜欢愚人节嘛，因为会出丑，看上去像一个傻子。
Yeah, just like me. I don't want to look like a fool of myself.
Alright, but you know, if you don't feel like being fooled, then everyone else is making fool of themselves. 只要你不觉得自己出丑了，出丑的就是其他人了。
Well, that makes sense. Keep that in mind, people.
Alright, 那这个单词 fool 指的是被骗到这个人嘛。那如果不是恶作剧的人，而是去欺骗别人的这个骗子，我们经常常用的两个单词是 cheater, liar. So, is there a difference?
Well, for the word cheater, the verb is cheat, which means to trick someone or make someone believe something's not true.
有个常见的表达就是我感觉自己受到了欺骗 I feel cheated
When was the last time that you felt cheated?
It must be when you told me yesterday you were buying me lunch, but you didn't
Well, that is a lie I never said anything like that
No, that's not a lie Lie 这个单词大家应该都很熟悉了可以指欺骗可以做动词呢也可以做名词做名词的时候啊还有个好玩的表达叫做 white lie
A white lie means a harmless or small lie, especially one you tell to avoid hurting people's feelings.
对对对 white lie, 字面意思是白色的谎言其实指的就是善意的谎言。So, Colin, what kind of lie do you think is white lie?
Suppose you're a bad cook and you invite me over for lunch. I can't say the real reason, so I make a white lie that I have other plans and I can't make it.
Should I thank you for telling me that white lie?
I think you should. And the word lie can also be a verb. We say lie to somebody or lie about something.
对，所以如果说你骗了我，注意啊，我们不说 you lied me, 而是说 you lied to me. 而且说这句话的时候，最好带上这种悲愤的语气。你居然骗我 ！I can't believe it. You lied to me.
So if you tell a lie, then you are a liar.If you cheat at something, then you are a cheater.
对，所以通过这两个动词的区别，大家也能区分出这两个名词的区别了，对吧？说谎的骗子就是 liar。那 cheat 除了指欺骗，它还可以指作弊。 所以说作弊的人用的就是 cheater。 那还有什么其他的表达吗？
Yeah, we can talk about these two, fraud and con man.
Fraud 做名词是诈骗，也可以表示骗子， like she's a fraud. What about con man? What does that mean?
Here, con means confidence. A confidence man is someone who gains the trust orconfidence of his victims in order to manipulate or steal from them.
Oh, 就是那种骗取别人的信任然后再来行骗的人。Confidence 平常除了可以指信心，其实还可以指信赖，所以这种骗子就是 confidence man, 直接可以缩略读成 con man.
Exactly. I have a confession to make. I used to be a con man, but I washed my hands of it.
That's not true, right?
Of course not! Almost got you.
You are a practical joker. 那最后我们再来学一句，如果你今天成功的骗到了你的朋友，你就可以洋洋得意的对他说 I got you. 注意这里不要用 I lied to you.
Yeah, like I almost got you back then.
Alright, you got me. You win. You know, you are the king of April Fools.
I feel cheated.
愚人节嘛，最重要的就是开心啦。那开一个玩笑，说一个善意的谎言，让生活多一点乐趣。今天笔记呢，一定也能让你特别开心，也都为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy April Fool's Day. This is Colin.
Be happy everyone. This is Summer. See you next time.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。